Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. We have a very exciting article for you today, friends. We're talking all about a certain way to hike or climb mountains. Are either of those things you like to do, Garrett?
I do enjoy hiking. I've never done really difficult mountain climbing before, though, and I think that's what we're talking more about today.
I think so, too. We're going to find out all about it in our article called The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata. Let's get going with our first part right now.
The Challenge and Rush of Via Ferrata. Experience a whole new world when you scale mountains via ferrata. Tired of making your way up a mountain on an ordinary dusty trail to admire a view? Then take it up a notch and try climbing a via ferrata. Imagine inching along a sheer cliff, the wind rushing past, your hands grasping cold steel cables, and the valley stretching out below you. This is the world of Via Ferrata, where ordinary people can experience the excitement of climbing mountains as if they were mountaineers.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看形容词 sheer。意思呢是纯粹的、完全的。譬如 ，The crowd erupted in joy at the sheer excitement of the winning goal。群众因那颗制胜射球兴奋不已而欢呼喜乐。Sheer 的副词呢是 sheerly， 是指完全的、全然的。譬如 ，Anya finished the marathon sheerly through willpower after her legs began to ache。安雅在双腿开始酸痛后，完全凭着意志力跑完了马拉松。来学一个跟 sheer 发音相同、拼法非常类似的动词 sheer， 它的拼法是 S-H-E-A-R， 意思呢是剪羊毛。譬如 ，Every spring, farmers shear their sheep to collect soft wool for clothing。每年春天，农夫们都会给绵羊剪羊毛，收集柔软的羊毛来制作衣物。
All right, friends, I'm excited to find out what exactly Via Ferrata is. How does our article begin, Garrett?
All right, we have a great sentence here that explains a bit about it. Experience a whole new world when you scale mountains via ferrata. Now, based on the structure of that sentence, we can say that Via Ferrata is not a place.
No, it's not a place. It's a way to do things. And before we started our article, Garrett, you did say what these words meant to me off camera. Could you share that with our friends right now?
Sure. If you know a bit about Latin languages, you might be able to piece it together. Via could mean like a road or a way to get somewhere or to do something. And ferrata has those first four letters, F-E-R-R, similar to words like ferrous. This means iron, like the substance, like the metal.
Okay, I'm curious to find out what this exactly means, friends. So let's keep on reading and find out. Tired of making your way up a mountain on an ordinary dusty trail to admire a view? Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about that word, dusty.
All right, if something is dusty, well, it's covered with a layer of dust. Dust is very fine, it's dirty stuff that you might see all around your house. It might look a little brown or gray. It's often stuff you need to clean up. It's made of dirt, maybe even hair or other things.
That's right. Let's use dusty in a sentence. The old books on the shelf are dusty. Now we keep reading here. Then take it up a notch and try climbing a via ferrata. We see this phrase, take it up a notch, friends. What does that mean?
All right, to take something up a notch means to make that thing more intense or even better.
All right, here's how you could use that in a sentence. Let's take the workout up a notch today. We keep reading and see, imagine inching along a sheer cliff, the wind rushing past, your hands grasping cold steel cables, and the valley stretching out below you. I don't know if this sounds enjoyable to me.
It sounds exciting, though. This is the world of Via Ferrata, where ordinary people can experience the excitement of climbing mountains as if they were mountaineers. The idea is you don't need to be a professional to enjoy this.
All right, that sounds great to me. Let's take a look at a few of the things in this last part here, friends. First, we see the world of. When you see this in a sentence, we're talking about the area or the environment related to a certain topic.
Okay, here is that in a sentence. We might say, welcome to the world of ice hockey. It's how you introduce someone to a certain topic or hobby or just some topic.
Yeah, that's right. We see something else here as well, and that's that term mountaineers. Mountaineers are people who climb high mountains.
For example, experienced mountaineers carry heavy gear so they can get across challenging terrain.
Well, we have more to learn about what exactly Via Ferrata is, friends, so let's continue on with the next part of our lesson right now.
The challenge and rush of Via Ferrata. Via Ferrata, which means Iron Way in Italian, combines hiking, climbing, and mountaineering. Adventurers follow Via Ferrata routes equipped with metal cables, ladders, and steps fixed to a rock face, which allow them to travel over steep cliffs and up rugged mountains. That equipment allows those without advanced climbing skills to enjoy the thrill of scaling rock faces.
Rugged, 意思呢是崎岖的或是粗犷的, 譬如, Theo admired the rugged mountains of Patagonia, shaped by wind and time. Theo 欣赏着巴塔哥尼亚崎岖的山脉, 它们是被风和时间形塑而成的。 副词呢是 ruggedly, 表示粗犷的、坚毅的。 例如, Lars lived ruggedly in a cabin without electricity, surrounded by forest and silence. Lars 在四周都是森林与寂静、没有电的木屋里过着简朴的生活。惯用于 plenty rugged 是形容某东西足够坚固或是耐用。例如 Harper's new boots were plenty rugged for hiking through the Rocky Canyon. Harper 的新靴子很结实, 适合在崎岖的峡谷中徒步。
Well, friends, in this next part of our lesson, we see that definition again of Via Ferrata. We read, Via Ferrata, which means Iron Way in Italian, combines hiking, climbing, and mountaineering.
All right, we continue. Adventurers follow Via Ferrata routes equipped with metal cables, ladders, and steps fixed to a rock face.
Okay, there's some interesting things we can take a look at in this sentence as well, friends. First, we see that phrase, to be equipped with something. If something is equipped with something, it means that it is supplied with the necessary items.
For instance, a cook is often equipped with many different things they use in the kitchen, like knives, bowls, and spoons.
That's right. And we see something else in this sentence as well. We see that these steps are fixed to a rock face. Now, if something is fixed to something else, it means that it is attached firmly to something.
All right, here's an example with that in a sentence. The ladder was fixed to the rock wall. It's attached to it. It's not going to come right off. Well, we continue in that sentence there. All of these things allow these mountaineers to travel over steep cliffs and up rugged mountains.
It sounds like this equipment is really important, and it wouldn't be this type of climbing without the equipment.
Right. You would just be rock climbing. You would be trying to grab holds in that natural rock, where this is using man-made things to get across it.
Yeah, okay, so we see here that equipment allows those without advanced climbing skills to enjoy the thrill of scaling rock faces.
All right, let's talk about a couple of things in there. First of all, something thrilling, that word thrill. Thrill is a strong feeling of excitement and pleasure, sometimes because you really love the danger of something.
Here's an example of how you can use thrill in a sentence. The roller coaster gave her a huge thrill.
Ooh, it certainly does me. I love roller coasters. They're exciting because they do feel a little dangerous.
I love roller coasters too. Well, there's one more thing we need to take a look at in this sentence, friends, and it's that word scale or scaling. When you scale something, it means that you climb up it, and that thing is usually quite steep.
Exactly. Here's an example sentence. They are scaling the tall cliff together.
So we see here that via ferrata is a very specific way of climbing steep mountain faces, and it requires a certain type of equipment.
Absolutely. It requires a lot of equipment you have on you, but it sounds like it requires a lot of equipment or structures already on the mountains.
Yeah, because it says that they are fixed to the rock face. So there must be specific routes or places that you can do this kind of climbing.
Right, the via ferrata, those ways that are already there. Well, friends, we have more to learn, but first let's go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Make your way. Last weekend, I decided to make my way across a crowded night market to get some fried chicken. It took 15 minutes, 3 accidental detours, and one moment where I was carried entirely by the crowd. But I got that chicken, and I earned it. That's the magic of make your way. It means to move toward a place, but not quickly or directly. There's effort, obstacles, or a bit of wandering built into the phrase. I made my way to the back of the line. She made her way up the hill. It isn't about speed, it's about progress, even if it's slow or messy. Here are a few similar expressions that carry the same vibe. Head toward implies simple direction, regardless of speed. We headed toward the exit. Work your way suggests steady effort. He worked his way through the crowd. Find your way. When we use this, we're implying confusion or exploration. I finally found my way to the museum. All of these phrases show movement, but make your way adds a sense of journey, the twists, turns, and tiny victories along the route, even if that victory is just fried chicken. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The challenge and rush of Via Ferrata. This form of climbing has grown in popularity around the world, especially in countries famed for their mountain scenery, such as Italy, Austria, France, and Switzerland. Climbers can enjoy magnificent views from high cliffs, cross hanging bridges, and navigate narrow ledges, all the while feeling safe thanks to being clipped onto a fixed steel cable. By showing incredible photographs of dramatic mountain scenery and climbers tackling challenging routes, social media, and travel blogs have also contributed to Via Ferrata's popularity.
Ledge 意思是岩石突出的部分或是岩架 譬如, Ravi balanced carefully on a narrow ledge, the valley stretching out below him. Ravi 小心翼翼地站在狭窄的岩架上, 脚下方是一望无际的山谷。 片语, talk one off the ledge 是指劝说某人安静下来或是阻止冲动的行为。 例如, the police officer slowly approached the distressed woman, speaking softly as he tried to talk her off the ledge. 警察慢慢靠近那位情绪激动的女子，轻声劝她冷静下来。 Ledge 字尾加 r 就变成另一个名词 ledger， 意思呢是分类账或是账簿。譬如 ，The accountant opened the ledger to record each transaction with careful handwriting. 这位会计师打开账簿，用工整的字迹逐笔记录每笔交易。这就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
Where is Via Ferrata popular around the world? Let's find out in the next part of our article.
All right, friends, let's read it together. This form of climbing has grown in popularity around the world, especially in countries famed for their mountain scenery, such as Italy, Austria, France, and Switzerland.
Okay, this form of climbing. Form of is something that we can talk about, friends. This is a type or a kind of something.
All right, for example, rock climbing is a form of exercise. French cuisine is a form of fine dining.
We found out here in this first sentence that this form of climbing is mostly popular in places that have mountains in them and where there are steep mountains, it sounds like.
Right. Actually, the countries we mentioned all are right around the same mountain range, which tells you that this style of mountain climbing kind of came from the same region. These are all around the Alps.
That makes a lot of sense. Let's learn more about this, friends. Climbers can enjoy magnificent views from high cliffs, cross hanging bridges, and navigate narrow ledges, all the while feeling safe thanks to being clipped onto a fixed steel cable. There are a lot of things we need to take a look at in that sentence.
All right, let's start off with the word magnificent. This is one of those words that means something is extremely beautiful or impressive or just really great.
For example, the sunset over the beach was beautiful and magnificent.
All right, we have more to talk about. We also said we navigate narrow ledges. That word navigate means to find the correct path or way through somewhere. That could be through a mountain, or we often use that word when we're talking about traveling on a boat.
Let's use that word navigate in a sentence. We navigated the confusing city streets using Google Maps.
All right, we have one more thing in this sentence. That is that phrase, all the while. We use that to say during the whole time. During the whole time we were doing one thing, something else was happening.
Here's how you could use all the while in a sentence. She smiled all the while, feeling sad inside. So she felt sad inside, but she was smiling the whole time.
Right, so two things are happening at once in that case. Here, all the while you're doing all these amazing, kind of dangerous things, you feel safe thanks to being clipped onto a fixed steel cable.
Okay, so it does sound like it is a safe thing to do, even though it is a very daring sport.
Right, if you fall down, there's a cable, you're not gonna fall all the way down.
Okay, let's keep reading and find out more, friends. By showing incredible photographs of dramatic mountain scenery and climbers tackling challenging routes, social media and travel blogs have also contributed to Via Ferrata's popularity.
All right, let's talk about one of those words in there. That's that word dramatic. Now, that word could describe a certain kind of movie, a movie that's often quite sad. Things don't always turn out well. Well, that's not what we're talking about here. Here we say there's dramatic mountain scenery. It means that scenery is very striking or very impressive. You want to see it.
So we could say that the mountain views are truly dramatic. Or you could say that something or someone had a dramatic change. The change was so big, it was striking.
Right, it was worth looking at. I feel like there's one more thing for us to talk about in this sentence, and it's the way that we use the word tackle. Sometimes that could mean like you run into someone in some sports, but that's not what we mean here.
No, when you're tackling something in this sense, you're taking on a challenge. You have decided that you're going to try to accomplish something.
Absolutely. So they're going to tackle these challenging routes. They see what you need to do in order to accomplish it, and we decide we're going to do it. All right, friends, that's all we have for the moment. We'll be back right after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 tired of 加动名词点点点问号的句型，是用来表达是否厌倦做某件事情，常出现在口语、广告或劝说语气的开场上面。Tired of 是形容词片语，后面接动名词或名词，表示令人感到无趣或疲乏的事情。如果要表达生理上疲累于做某件事情，则用 tired from 加名词或动名词，可以省略开头的主词 are you 来增强语气，让句子更具有吸引力或广告效果。例如 tired of doing the same routine every day? Maybe it's time to find a new hobby. 厌倦了例行每天的日常吗？或许是时候找一个新嗜好了。
Friends, we've reached the end of the first part of our article all about Via Ferrata, and I'm wondering if this is something you might like to try, Garrett, because we haven't finished our article yet, so there might be some more things that we learn. But so far, how does this sound to you?
I think it sounds awesome. I think I would love this. It would certainly be challenging, but I've seen some videos online of some remote villages, specifically in Switzerland, that you couldn't get to just a few decades ago unless you climbed some like specific tall ladders, and that's amazing to me.
Oh, so you can actually see things that you wouldn't normally be able to see just because you're able to do this type of climbing.
Right. I think these days those places are much more accessible. But the history of these routes is very interesting. And I think the process and challenge of it would be fun too.
Yeah, this does sound like a really big challenge that I might like to tackle sometime. But I might need to train a little bit first.
That's a good point. I don't think I would be ready for it just now.
For sure. What about you, friends? Does this sound like something you'd like to try? If not, you should come back for the rest of our lesson tomorrow so that we can convince you. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.